This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Denver Nuggets may be something of a cookie-cutter fantasy squad, but I think as we talk about the usual suspects, we're going to find that there's more depth to the discussion than that. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we'll be talking the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's going to be great, but today it is yet another fantasy championship, but not the championship that Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Michael Malone set out to grab. Quickly, before we bring in Steve, just want to let folks know that NBA fantasy pass holders, all sport fantasy pass holders, and Ethos 360 pass holders, they're going to get pro grade breakdowns of all this stuff. And Keith Cork is on the Denver Nuggets review, and Keith's one of the best in the industry. So you're definitely going to want to read that. Steve, as I mentioned in the open, this fantasy squad, a lot of times we as analysts will just throw it on the back burner because we know the cast of characters. But I do think the questions are much more interesting this offseason than the last. So let's get to one spicy one right off the bat. Where do you draft Nikola Jokic this upcoming season?
I draft him at 3. I would rank him at 2. And by that, I mean, I'm taking Wembanyama with my number one pick. If I get the second pick in the draft, I'm probably taking Luka just because of personal reasons. And if I get the number 3 pick and Luka and Wemby are gone, then I would take Jokic. But in reality, when I do rankings, Jokic would be number 2.
That, okay, got it. I love the personal reasons there. I almost saw that in print. I almost saw a blurb being typed up. Steve, Dr. A. Alexander selects Luka Doncic, personal reasons, in parentheses.
Dude, actually, my entire draft board would have personal reasons next to it because every guy's probably going to be taken around earlier than he should be.
I love it. I can't wait to see that in action in a couple months now. We're going to be getting right into draft season real quick here. And real quick here, before we get into the meats and potatoes this episode, BetOnline is your number one source for all of your sport betting needs this season, from baseball to golf, soccer, right, to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. I don't know how that happens in like MMA. By the way, like if somebody's just getting the crap beat out of them, do the odds like change on the spot? Anyway, when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today to get in the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Actually, got to, as I was getting my PT the other day, I got to watch Uriah Faber training something like 30 different fighters from Team Alpha the other day. Really fascinating stuff to watch the MMA guys working out and training. They beat the crap out of each other, but they're so nice about it. So that was interesting. Anyway, I'm off topic here. Tomorrow, Oklahoma City. Today, Denver. So you got Jokic at 3. That's really interesting because tomorrow we'll be talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And Shai was right behind him in fantasy leagues this season. It was close. The 9 cat total games cumulative ranks had Nikola Jokic number 1 and literally a hair right behind him, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And then that was for 9 cat. And when we flip it around and we look at 8 cat, it was not as close. Jokic, his turnover number was quite prohibitive, 3 per game. And then Shai, one of the reasons we loved him in 9 cat so much was just the 2.2 turnovers. That's really an amazing number there. So Jokic, a little bit of distance in eight cat. Wembanyama, just for perspective and discussion here, finished number five in eight cat overall. He did that in 71 games compared to Nikola Jokic's 79 games. Now, he was a lot further down in the value calculations. Jokic, for some perspective here for folks, he's almost twice as valuable. Actually, he is twice as valuable than all but one, two, three, four, five, six other players. Nikola Jokic lapping the field. So that, you know, on draft day is just a tremendous proposition for folks. And then in nine cat, when you get that ninth category in there, and it kind of balances some things out a little bit, sort of the same phenomena. It's about eight players that he's not doubling up in terms of value. And this is the genesis of third round reversal. You know, this is why a lot of people prefer auction drafts, because the top players in fantasy are so valuable. And then we also have this phenomena right now where we have guys are doing stuff that we've really never seen before. You know, Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is getting to the line, you know, at such a high rate, and he's hitting 87% of his free throws. So, like, you know, his value, in addition to everything else that he's doing, you know, for Jokic, something like the world's craziest field goal percentage. You know, Wembanyama is coming in and just doing crazy stuff. And then you get to this tier of players who was previously the best of the best, you know, the Anthony Davises of the world, the Kawhi Leonards, you know, maybe not so much there, but like Kevin Durant, you know, this is a guy whose stat set demanded a top three ranking, you know, for a really long time. And then in there, Luka, you know, and aside from Doc's personal reasons, Luka, 34 points, four triples, nine rebounds, 10 assists, a steal and a half per game. And he got that foul shooting up to 78.6%. So it's just a cluster at the top of talent. And, you know, as we're kind of rounding out this discussion of Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, is there anything you see this upcoming season that could change his trajectory from what we've seen in the past? Or is he just a set it and forget it top fantasy guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him going anywhere. The only thing I think that could change him up is if he got hurt, and he never gets hurt. He's out there every night. And, you know, I do kind of worry just about the I don't give a shit attitude that he has. Like, I just want to go home and be with my horses. I almost think you have to be kind of bloodthirsty in the NBA, or you're going to get left behind. And I don't see that happening to Jokic, but I wish he was more of a, I can't wait to get out here and destroy everyone. You know, kind of like, I wish he was talking more, like what's his face in Minnesota.
Like Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Like him. I wish Jokic had more of a killer mentality like Ant has, but I mean, it obviously works for Joker. I don't know why I keep calling him Doncic. Jokic obviously the attitude or the lackadaisical whatever hasn't hurt him at all in the past. I don't really think it's going to hurt him in the future. I just wish he had more of that temperament than, you know, the I just want to go home attitude.
I think that's what really characterized last season. You know, he was in incredible shape. I mean, compared to prior seasons, it was noteworthy. And I thought we saw a lot of that this season in terms of, like, this is a guy that would beat other centers down the floor consistently, push the pace. In seasons prior to that, he was overweight. I mean, just flat out. And all of the mental stuff that you're getting at, I mean, I'm sure Michael Malone would have shared your opinion on a lot of that stuff. The sort of like lack of locked in fortitude, you know, fouls 90 feet from the bucket because you're now your head's in the foul game, things like that. He really put that all away and just physically, you know, all the stuff about him not being a good defender, he was able to quiet a lot of that. He was able to be active on that side, and the speed strength combo that he was presenting was one of the things that probably went unnoticed as people just kind of fashioned him as like a Larry Bird sort of, you know, I got all the tools, I got all the clubs in the bag, and I can do whatever I need to do on the floor. It's not because I'm athletically gifted. It's because I'm, you know, playing five-dimensional chess or something. But yeah, that killer instinct is going to be put to the test. I mean, Denver loses and, you know, they were considered to be the favorite by a lot of people, not the odds-on favorite, but, you know, a lot of people thought that because they had done it once that they would prevail against the Boston Celtics, and who knows, maybe they would have. We'll never know this year. Now they've got their hands full trying to keep Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I wouldn't pretend to know how that's all going to work out. He's got a player option, and he's going to get paid by somebody. That is sort of a callback to losing Bruce Brown in the last offseason and what getting hollowed out in the middle of their roster sort of foreshadowed here. And to me, that's where things could start going bad for this squad, is if they're not top of the West competitive and they start to linger in the middle and say, hey, well, we can turn it on in the playoffs. That would be maybe a way that some of the stats start to erode for Jokic. I think with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter around, you've got two amazing players that also have serious injury concerns. And if the team gets sort of bad real quick, what does it do to his field goal percentage? What does it do to his assists? What does it do to, you know, his overall game? Do they get into a funk, you know, and all of a sudden start to manage, you know, his minutes, his load? He's not going for the gusto. They look long-term. I don't know. I'm building out a few arguments here for why Nikola Jokic might not be the safe play, but he's a safe play, right?
He's nothing but a safe play. And if there's any reason to have doubts about him, they're not enough to knock him out of being a top five guy. Like at the worst case scenario, I think for Jokic is to finish like eighth in overall rankings. Like it's failing is not really an option for him. I just wish he had a little bit more killer.
You know, he'd need to miss like 20 games for that to happen as well.
And maybe he'll come in this year pissed off that they lost, you know? And I think if that happens, that could be a really good thing for terms of fantasy. And if I'm a Jokic,
I wonder if anybody's got, you know, a line to his brothers and can ask his brothers how it's going for Nikola this offseason. Because that might answer the question if he's pissed off or if he's just out there riding a horse and don't care. I would like to see the pissed off version.
Yeah, I would too.
The next two guys on the list for Denver are names nobody, everybody knows. They're big time names. Michael Porter Jr. was actually the second ranked Denver Nugget on the team. Top 40 finish for Mr. Porter. He played in 81 games. This is a guy who had enough back surgery to make everybody really, really leery, except for Denver and except for me. And except for you, I believe, two or three seasons ago, we both took the plunge.
Yeah, like, I think I don't talk to Andy from Manchester Orchestra much anymore. And I think part of it is because I help him draft his basketball team every year on the phone. And we talk and then we text and whatnot. And I told him 2 years ago, or maybe it was 3 years ago, I was like, you got to take Michael Porter Jr. right here. You have to do it. He's like, man, I don't want to. I don't feel good about it. I was like, oh, man, it's a lock. So he did it, and it was a disaster.
He's not talking to you anymore, huh?
Not really. I think Michael Porter Jr. broke us up, but I have a Michael Porter Jr. jersey, and I love Michael Porter Jr., and I have stuck with him in and out, good and bad, every year. And this year, he actually did what I thought he was going to do 3 or 4 years ago.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I mean, the numbers are there. It's funny because he can kind of effortlessly do this. You know, his numbers, 17 points, just under 3 triples a game, 7 rebounds. This is a pretty big deal for his value, is he's a little pogo stick that can just jump up and get pretty, you know, pretty easy rebounds as well as some challenge rebounds. Now, defensively, he's not blowing anybody away, 0.5 steals, 0.7 blocks, but you get a great field goal percentage out of him at 48% and change. And then free throws, obviously he can hit those. He's just under 84%. Now he's not taking a lot of either shot, but those percentages really do boost his value. And you're just getting such solid scoring, rebounding, and 3-point numbers that he climbs up the ranks and he stayed healthy. Denver put the money into him. They did it at the same time that, you know, everybody had question marks about the guy. I thought he played with real good toughness and like all the veteran, you know, stuff was kind of seeping through, and he did it at a time where there was pretty significant, you know, turmoil in within his family, not knowing exactly how that dynamic works, but, you know, his brother essentially getting booted from the league. You know, never a dull moment around Michael Porter Jr. with kind of the, not the off the court stuff, but just in between the ears early in his career, just jacking a lot of bad shots. And then now taking a lot of good shots. So we've seen good Michael Porter. It's kind of one thing I didn't add before, 1.1 turnovers per game in a 9-cat format at this stage of what he's producing, having 1.1 turnovers is a really big deal. In an 8-cat league, I'll just, without looking, say that that's like a top 60, 70 value. And so it's a very different valuation. Oh, actually, it's not as different. It's just 46, I believe, for 8-cats. That's weird. Interesting. Anyway, we see him have a 4th-round season. Is he still an injury risk? Where do you take Michael Porter Jr. this upcoming season?
I'm not reaching for him, that's for sure. But in the 4th round, I'll take him. And you know, every time you talk about somebody's rebounding prowess, What? How many did you say he averages? Seven?
He got seven, yeah.
How does Zion Williams average 5.8 rebounds a game? Like, dude, somebody needs to kick Zion's ass and be like, dude. And just give him a list of everyone who got more rebounds than he did. I mean, there's probably 10 guards and a bunch of small forwards that out-rebounded Zion by a ton. And I think if you ask a non-fantasy guy, hey, man, who's better, Michael Porter Jr. or Zion? They're going to be like, well, Zion. Zion's the guy I see in the highlight reels and whatnot. But, I mean, Porter, the three-pointers alone, I mean, he's like a combination of a power forward and a shooting guard, kind of wrapped into one. Like you called him
Clay Thompson,
a little pogo stick. And how tall is Porter Jr.? Isn't he like 6'7"? He's 6'10". And he's only 25 years old. So, well, he's going to be 26 here in a minute, but, so, yeah, I mean, I think Porter Jr. is finally living up to the hype. And so many people have moved on from him that got burned for those first three or four seasons that you might be able to steal him in the fifth round.
And again, I'm borderline shocked about this 8-cat ranking. It really didn't hurt him. Porter's in a really unique spot. Like, Denver, unless they make some big addition in free agency, it's going to be the same dynamic that we've seen, and possibly even more for him. You know, like, as he continues to, you know, grow in his understanding of the game, I think it's just going to get easier and easier for him. And that could have even a force multiplier effect as Jokic comes to trust him more and more and more and really use him more and more and more. That could be a little sneaky pocket of value for him to add on to what he's already doing here. So an interesting name, and I don't know that it's ever going to be comfortable because, again, the medical stuff with the back, it really was not looking good for a very long time. And then you factor in some of the off-the-court squeamishness that he kind of brings to the table and that past of not really, profiling as somebody that you wanted to get all the way behind. I understand why your friend from Manchester? It's not Manchester United. It's Manchester Orchestra, right?
Orchestra, yeah.
Yeah. I can understand why he doesn't talk to you. I had him in the second round. I got him in 30 deep that year, I think, and basically tanked my season.
Well, and I took Zion in 30 deep like that year as well, and I was done. That was the year he got.
Yeah, I think early. I'm sensing a trend here that you're not quite over Zion Williamson.
Dude, Zion Williamson is, I don't know why, but he's like everything that's wrong with something. I don't even know why, but like, God, his name is so big, and sure, he can dunk but. I mean, where are the three-pointers? Where are the rebounds? Where are the blocks? Where's anything other than just a volume scorer? Like,
I would see him run back on defense, personally.
Really annoyed. I also get PTSD when you mentioned Bruce Brown, which you mentioned earlier, because when he went to the Pacers, I was like, ooh, Bruce Brown is going to be fun this year. And my bottom line on MPJ is, yes, you should be worried about injuries. Yes, there is risk in drafting him, but is there enough that it should stop you from drafting him? No. I mean, it's enough that you shouldn't reach for him, but, I mean, if he falls to you and in your draft and you feel like it's the appropriate time to take him, then take him. I mean, that's where I am with MPJ.
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of upside built in there as well. His big name partner here, Jamal Murray, definitely as good as most number ones on other teams, and definitely in the running for, you know, best number two on a team, and I know that list is pretty stocked, but he is that good. I mean, we watched it in the playoffs this year. You know, we've watched it in prior playoffs. The dude just knows how to ball. The only question is, can he stay on the floor? And of course, that was a story again this last year. 59 games played, so that dropped him out of his, depending on which league you're in, his ADP. I mean, sometimes he was going in the fourth round. Sometimes he was sliding a little bit. So I don't know that anybody's disappointed that they drafted Jamal Murray this season. I mean, you took a swing at some upside and you lost a round or two of value, probably. It all happened over 59 games. So hopefully you were able to plug somebody else good in your lineup during the 23 games he was out. But, you know, Jamal Murray, this is going to be the book on him, right? One of these years he's going to hit, though.
I mean,
though.
He's more of an injury worry for me than MPJ is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not sad that I didn't have Jamal Murray on any of my teams last year. I'm completely fine with that.
It's any way you cut it. I think, you know, if you passed on him and then, you know, you saw him kind of tearing it up there for a little bit, maybe you felt a little bad, but eventually the games missed were an issue, and that was all baked into the equation. 21 points, 4 boards, 6.5 assists, great percentages, 48.1% on 16.7 shots per game. I mean, that is really tough to do. And this is part of the Jokic, Murray, Porter value proposition, is that they each make each other better. You're going to have to look that up, I think. Like, there's probably some sort of record cracked into, or pardon me, baked into, like, you got 18, 13, and 17 shot attempts per game. So that's like 48 shots a game, I believe. And that's coming at minimum at a 48% clip. 58 when you factor in Jokic. And then you're also getting out of that 6.3 triples per game. So these shots are coming from deep. And the fact that they're hitting at such a high clip is phenomenal. Murray, throw a round where you're okay drafting Jamal Murray.
Probably not going to be on any of my teams, but I'm thinking it seems like he's going to get taken in like the fourth round.
Happens every year.
Yeah. He may even go in the third. He may go in the fifth. I don't know what people are comfortable with. I'm probably not drafting him.
Even in the fifth. If you saw him in the fifth, you're just like, nope.
Well, I would have to look at my tiers and see what other point guards were left in whatever tier. And if Jamal Murray's the last great point guard standing at that point, potentially great point guard, then yeah, I might take him. If I need a point guard and he's the last, you know, top level guy out there, then I'm probably going to take him. But if there are other comparable point guards around still at that time, I'd probably pass.
Yeah. And then somewhere, and I think that's absolutely right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I think somewhere in there is a kind of a question of when will we see Jamal Murray's peak season? It's got to come soon. If maybe it's in the rearview mirror, but I would assume
it could easily happen this year.
Yeah,
I mean, he could play 78 games and tear the league up, and you and I could be like, oh man, well, fifth round obviously was a mistake. He should have been a second round at least.
I think he'll be there in the fourth.
Take much. I don't think it'll take much for him to have a blow up year, like a huge year. But does the reward, potential reward, outweigh the risk? And it doesn't, man. It's too scary for me.
I think a lot comes down to the feel behind this team. Like, sometimes teams have this arc where, you know, they peak, they win a championship in this case, and then something behind the scenes doesn't work very well, you know. And is there anything of that nature cooking in Denver? That has been a thing in the past for that franchise, you know, from ownership to management and kind of on down through the chain. Now, they've largely gotten rid of those issues over the past few years, but I think this Kentavious Caldwell Pope thing is actually just low key, really critical. When you get through the top four guys, like this is an amazing basketball team. You know, we haven't even mentioned Aaron Gordon's name, and he really is the piece that makes them go hit that high gear. But like, if Kentavious Caldwell Pope isn't around, I mean, you're really asking for Christian Brown to do a lot. You're asking for Peyton Watson to step in and be a guy. And then the list after that is even kind of crazier to see them being kind of good. So if it gets bad and people are, for whatever reason, not happy up the chain, that could be a risk for this team as guys start to protect their injuries. And I'm looking at Jamal Murray and Michael Porter for those ones. Cause if something gets, you know, tweaky with the back, or in Jamal's case with the knees, you start just protecting your future. And that could be the thing that topples this team. Not sure that there's any indication of it right now, but just whenever you're top heavy like this, things could go bad real quick. Let's actually do Aaron Gordon here next. And then we'll get a word on KCP out the door, because I think it's a pretty simple situation for him. But Aaron Gordon never has quite gotten it done in fantasy leagues because of the foul shooting, primarily. Just a 66% shooter, and he takes quite a few. He's just under four a game. It's really hurting his value. Other than that, just a phenomenal season for the guy. I think he showed more, even more than he's shown in the previous year's playoffs where they won it all. I thought Aaron Gordon was outstanding this year in the playoffs. I think he found his home, and I think he makes them special. Fantasy owners aren't going to be running to go get Aaron Gordon next season. He's probably going to be available in the tail ends of drafts. Is that how you see it? And do you think that there's any reason folks should be a little bit more excited about Aaron Gordon next season compared to this season?
Well, it's weird because he's one of those guys who I think is better in real life than he is in fantasy. And if you watch him play with the Nuggets, like I watch him rebound and coming through in the clutch late in games. Like, he's such an important piece of the Nuggets puzzle, but in fantasy, he's just kind of a dud. I think there's some people that may take his real life value as equating to more fantasy value than he really has. And I could see people drafting him earlier than they should. I think if you just watch the game and watch Aaron Gordon play for the Nuggets, you're like, man, this guy's pretty good. So I like everything you were saying about him, like phenomenal season. And he really was clutch a lot of the time. And I think he comes through in the clutch a lot for Denver, especially when MPJ is maybe not firing on all cylinders. Gordon usually steps up. So, but yeah, I mean, with between the free throw percentage, the lack of steals and blocks, and just kind of pedestrian numbers all the way across the board, he's really nothing more than a late round flyer.
Yeah, and it's really sad because he feels like he can hit the three, and it feels like this is a guy known for his defense, that the steals and blocks should somehow be there. He's a dunk champion Hall of Fame guy, so it's not like jumping is a problem for the guy. Where's the steals and blocks? I guess steals are okay, you know, 0.8 per game, but where's your blocks, man? 0.6.
He averaged 2 3-pointers a game in 2017-18 in Orlando. So he was taking 6 a game. And I don't know if they want him taking 6 a game. I mean, I don't think he has to shoot 3-pointers in Denver because MPJ and KCP take care of all that. So I think that's probably why he's not shooting free throws. And he's also, I mean, 3-pointers. And he's also looked at on that team to help Nikola Jokic crash the boards. So I think Gordon's focus is rebounding and scoring easy buckets at the basket.
One thing I'd be wondering about him is, do we see, and it doesn't happen that often, I don't think, a late career free throw epiphany out of the guy. I mean, we just saw Clint Capella do it. If that was to happen for him, that could be a pretty big deal. But Aaron Gordon, better in real life than in fantasy. I didn't think we'd talk this long about the Denver Nuggets, so I'm going to get us out of here. I think with KCP, you know, it's worth pointing out the guy had another top 100 season, and that's just what he does. In 9-cat, it's a little bit more favorable because he just turns over the ball one time per game because he doesn't handle it at all. I'm going to ask it to you this way. If KCP takes a random deal with a random team, does that knock him out of the type of fantasy value he's enjoying with the passing prowess of Nikola Jokic?
I obviously, it depends on where he goes, but I think he's still KCP. He's going to shoot a ton of threes. He's going to do what he does. And he's also very important to what Denver does. And if they lose him, like you said, I mean, maybe we see that Strother kid step up, or Christian Brown. But if KCP is gone, it's a huge blow to the Nuggets. But as far as KCP's fantasy value, I really don't think it matters where he lands, as long as there's not like another, like the Heat would be a bad spot because they have guys that shoot threes and don't do a whole lot else, like Duncan Robinson, Tyler Herro and stuff. So he needs to go somewhere that needs a designated 3-point guy. But I think his value should hold almost anywhere he goes.
See, that's why I love it when you talk with folks who really know what they're talking about in both fantasy and reality, because you know that's sort of teed up for you there to say, oh, yeah, no Nikola Jokic, and it's going to be bad for him. But the reality is he's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's going to do what Kentavious Caldwell-Pope does. And unless he lands at a very unique and random spot like the Miami Heat, yeah, he's probably going to do the same KCP stuff that he always has. Okay, I'm going to get us out of here. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that's going to be a great show. There's so much to talk about there. So definitely tune on in. And if you're supporting what we're doing here, if you like what we're doing, consider subscribing to the show on all your favorite platforms, like, review, all that good stuff. Follow Doc at D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, Dr. A. Myself at Aaron Bruski, A-A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I. Follow our blurb feed accounts at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Ethos Fantasy NFL, and at Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. Obviously, you get all the blurbs, and that's free fantasy content and some of the best that you're going to find. But you'll also get all of our promos, and you'll keep up to date on everything. Like, we just released an NFL draft guide. It's awesome. You guys got to check it out. You guys probably want to get the All Sport Fantasy Pass for $8 per month, and you keep that price for life. And it's the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for this kind of quality content. So take a look at all of that. Big thank you to Steve, producer Andre Limos. Thank you, you guys, for being yourselves and for giving us all the feedback and support that you have. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.